Helene, is there more that you'd like to add about your connection to that song?
I just would like to say, if I could, about this song, that it ends with the words, "If I could be all you want all the time." Those words are really haunting. They kind of bring the song together. I have been struck by them, and I have my own take on them. I think other people would, too. I was looking through in the Internet in the songmeanings.net, and there's posts for years, pages after page, of people who are reflecting on the song and constantly going to this phrase, "If I could be all you want all the time." Some people look at it in terms of a relationship and trying to please another person, but when you go deeper and you look in yourself, you realize that it's pretty futile to live your life on the basis of pleasing other people. If I could be all you want all the time, it's impossible even to be all you want and please all yourself all the time. You just wear yourself out. Pleasing yourself, you never really, it doesn't do it. To me, the song takes you inside. It takes a person deeper into their own self to find another source of pleasing, another source of communion and certainty, another sense that we know what we want to please, and it's not the plastic world, and it's not other people, and it's not our own expectations. It is a deeper set of purposes for our life. We can find that in our own experience. So that's why I've chosen this next song by John Michael Talbot, which really talks about going inside.
So, in other words, we're going from a song about the emptiness to a song that moves in the direction of the fullness, of the completeness.
Very well put. That's it. To me, the Radiohead song presents an impossible question. It presents a question of who can I just please and be happy? And there's nobody we can please in the end. So it drives us inward to find the one we want to please, who is God. That path of going inward is very personal, and that's kind of what happens in that Cave of the Heart song. It invites us to go inward in our own way.
In the cave of the heart, in the cave of the heart, seated in freedom, in all your wandering, silence your heart. Silence your soul, stealing your senses, single-minded devotion. In the cave of the heart, 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 you are seated in freedom. In the cave